In a narrow alleyway in the working-class neighborhood of Hijrat Colony in Karachi, a team of government health workers has set up a makeshift vaccination clinic consisting of little more than a chair and a stool. Two policemen with Kalashnikovs look on. The team asked nearby mosques to announce from their loudspeakers that anyone with young children should bring them to the clinic to get vaccinated for polio and measles. And parents and children arrive regularly. Occasionally, a crying young boy is dragged to the clinic by his friends like a prisoner. And when the injection is finally administered, the rest of the kids cheer. Most of the people here understand the importance of vaccinating their kids for polio, and they're happy for the free service. Akram Khan has brought his 2-year-old grandson.
If we don't vaccinate our children, they can become disabled. You have to be a bit strict with children in this regard, but it will lead to them having a better life.
But not all parents in this neighborhood are so aware or eager. So for them, the polio teams have to go door to door through the winding maze of alleyways, asking if there are any children under the age of 5 in the home. Some parents are easily convinced. But others, like this mother, refuses outright. Our family doesn't do polio drops, she tells one of the health workers. When the team tries to ask why, so that they can reason with her, she just repeats that it's not done in her family. The team finally gives up and just gives a measles shot. Measles vaccinations are okay. It's the polio drops that people are suspicious of. A member of one of the vaccination teams looks dejected. Everyone refused me, he says. When I tried to explain things to them, they just cursed at me. They think the polio vaccine is a sin, that the Quran doesn't allow it. There are all sorts of myths in Pakistan about the effects of the polio vaccine. That it causes infertility in boys or early puberty in girls, that it contains pork products, something forbidden in Islam, or that the polio vaccine program is part of a Western conspiracy to weaken Pakistan and the Muslim world. Part of the problem stems from the current leader of the Pakistani Taliban, Mullah Fazlullah. Starting in around 2007, he set up a pirate radio station and would preach against the polio vaccine, calling it a Western plot. The nail in the coffin was the revelation that the CIA had run a fake vaccination program to nab Osama bin Laden. After that, the rumors weren't just concentrated in the Taliban-controlled tribal areas.
Every country is now insulting Pakistan.
This is Zaid Hamid, an ultra-nationalist anti-American television personality who typically speaks on security and defense. His following is mostly among Pakistan's urban, educated middle class.
So what we very strongly feel is there is something very fishy in this program, especially when we know the program is heavily penetrated by CIA.
The World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the Pakistani government have run ads to counter this image, with celebrities explaining the importance of the vaccination, like this one with famed cricketer Shahid Afridi. Officials have also tried to get religious leaders on board. Maulana Samiul Haq is a cleric and politician. Many Taliban leaders studied in his madrasas, and he's often called the father of the Taliban. He issued a fatwa recently declaring that polio vaccines are not against Islam, and news stations showed footage of him giving polio drops to babies. But the urgency and aggressiveness of the polio campaign may have backfired. One of the policemen guarding the clinic in the Hijrat Colony neighborhood tells me that even he's skeptical of a government that claims to want to help without asking for anything in return. There are so many scammers out there, he says, so people have become suspicious, especially of the government. The reality is that the refusals are only part of the problem in getting children vaccinated. Perhaps the biggest issue is just the sheer magnitude of the logistics. Millions of children have to be vaccinated across a vast country, and officials have to find staff willing to take on the increasing risks of trying to do the right thing. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.